Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Hello mga katunay, welcome to another episode of Tunay na Rider at nandito tayo sa Go Time Room of the Pod Network Studios. At kasama natin, iba, pakilala mo naman.
Alright, these are two of the guys who really, and na-realize ko lang kanina over dinner, two of the guys who inspired me and helped direct the kind of walang kwentang rider I am today.
Okay.
Ako, feeling ko, ang bata ako talaga. Nung nakilala ko itong dalawang to, parang, putay na, parang ang dami ko pang kailangan gawin. Kulang pa.
Kulang pa.
Kulang
kayo. So,
yung tito kami bigla.
Ako yung tito, kung ako yung tito, ano kayo? Manny Kapili?
Kami?
Founder.
Hindi. Tito?
Hindi. Oh. Kung ako, tito na rider, ano kayo?
Titi na rider.
Alright. So we've got Manny Kapili, who, I mean, our families have been friends for generations.
Yes, my great-grandfather and your great-grandfather, your grandmother and my dad.
And kapir niya yung mom ko.
Yeah.
So, ano nangyari kay Manny?
So no, and
mga Mindanaoans.
Even though, you know, generations of familial connections, nagiging close kami, not because of that, but because of riding.
Right.
And Manny has been, again, like Dino Santos said earlier in the live stream, idol ko to.
Idol ko kayo.
Welcome to the podcast, Manny.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Should I be formal or informal?
Tunay na rider to.
Puta, bigla. Ano pa sa atin na English? Welcome to the podcast, man.
Formal.
Putang ina mo, mali yung sabihin ko.
Hindi, kasi sabi ni, ano, basahin ko daw eh.
Para, okay, ano, Go Time Room.
And the great thing about the recording is we can cut these things out. Yeah. Cut this part out, please. Record. All right. And we've also got another of my idols. And kabatch rin to ni... Actually, no. Nauna pala siya.
Oh, mas matanda sa akin to. Mas una nakalbo to sa akin, mga tatlong taon.
Nauna siya. And he was riding with... You know, yung mga ibang idol namin.
Wala na, patay na silang lahat.
Pero
pero natira to.
And you know, everybody that this guy rode with is now like an institution.
Ah, totoo yun.
In the motorcycle community, no? I mean,
akala ko men's nasa mental institution.
Ganun na rin.
Ito yung ano eh, Homer. 'Di ba? If the Iliad Homer was the yeah novel of the Philippine writer.
Homer Simpson.
Paolo Ortanez, who is now currently the head of I forgot the position, ang haba eh.
Commercial after sales.
Yeah.
For, sakit ng ulo.
Yung sa akin, baliktaran naman. It is the head of customer delight at Ducati. Yeah.
You know, or commercial ever after.
All right. So, Mackie, let's go on with the show. Ano yung normal flow natin?
Hindi, syempre, gusto natin malaman, how did you guys start riding?
Ako? Ako? O si Paolo muna?
Ay, ikaw muna.
Ikaw muna. Palagi ako na una. Ikaw naman.
Well, I was introduced to motorcycle riding by a good friend of mine who I also considered my dad. His name is Nicanor Jacinto. Nicky Jacinto. No? Mm. He died 2017. May his soul rest in peace. He was a good friend. The family is a very good friend. And yung anak niyang panganay, si Ricky, and iba namin mga kaibigan. We were a group who were into radio-controlled cars. Aside from that, nightclub. Pero may RC. Pero nagkataon na everyone was into riding. Ako, wala eh. I was left out. Why?
Mm.
I don't know how to ride a bicycle.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to ride a bicycle. So what I did was I bought my first two-wheeled vehicle, which was a Kawasaki ZXR750.
Puta.
Wait. You don't know how to ride a bicycle.
Exactly.
And you bought my
first bike.
My first two-wheeled vehicle was a ZXR750.
Oh my God.
Putang ina. Pare. Yun ang laugh trip. Okay. I bought it used. I kept it in Nicky Jacinto's garage. Sabi ko, pare, I need to keep it here. Sabi ko, okay, fine, no problem. Sige, sakyan mo na pa uwi. Sabi ko, may problema ako eh. Ano yun? Hindi ako marunong magmotor. Matali lang yun, di ba? Parang bisikleta lang yan. Pare, yun din ang problema ko eh. Ano problema mo? Hindi rin ako marunong magbisikleta. Ay, putang ina ko. So, palabas nung garahe. Semplang kaliwa. Pag tayo, semplang kanan.
Kaliwat kanan.
Parang wiper. Tapos ang pinahiram niya sa akin, Honda na Dio.
Okay.
Okay, sabi niya, putang ina, parang kang gago. Ikot mo to sa village. Sabi ko, hindi nga ako marunong. Hindi. Just look where you want to go. Gas and brake. Restricted. Kasi mekaniko yun. He's mechanically inclined. So he restricted the car. Top speed ko, 20. So ikot-ikot ako ng Valle Verde 5, Valle 5. Ikot-ikot lang ako doon until I got the hang of it. I knew how to drive a stick shift.
Mm.
So sabi niya, ganyan yung stick. Pero huwag mo muna ilalabas yung motor. First thing I did was, nung wala siya sa bahay, I picked up the bike, lumabas ako ng Valle.
Tinakas mo.
Tinakas ko. Ang takbo ko, 20.
Anong gear?
First.
Red
pero
line.
Siyempre, puro bomba-bomba tayo.
Ayun.
Ito yung ano, ito yung tinatawag na takbong 120.
120.
Sakto.
Hanggang ngayon, sumemplang na naman ako sa tapat ng Meralco. So the MMDAs had to help me stand up. Kinakabahan ako nung wala akong lisensya.
May MMDA na nun?
1997.
Bago pa lang MMDA nun.
FVR yun. Tama.
Di ba ano?
Puok batayan?
Oo.
Hindi, wala. Code pa yun.
FVR, MMDA na siya.
MMDA na.
So, pasok ako ng Corinthians. I passed by my mom's, our house. Naka-helmet naman ako, so di ako nakilala. Kasi my parents never knew na I bought a motorcycle. Binali ko sa Valle. And then, after that, it snowballed from there.
Okay. All right. So, 1997. Manny.
Ako naman, I grew up in a my dad didn't like motorcycles. He was mayor of our city in Iligan for 30 years. And actually, until now, Iligan is the only place in the Philippines, it's the only city that doesn't have tricycles. So imagine mo yun. So it started during my dad's time. So tatay ko ayaw talaga ng motor. Pero ako gustong gusto. So every time I would magbakasyon ako sa Basilan, dun sa mga tabi-tabi, sa mga grassy areas, humihiram ako motor. So medyo, pero hindi ako marunong magkambyo. Primera lang.
Ilan taon ka nun?
Very young, pare. Maybe 10.
Yun nga eh. Kasi doon sa amin, di ba? Yung mga 10 years old, nagda-drive na ng FX, nagano.
Ganun eh, di ba? Sa Basilan pa.
Walang checkpoint na MMD doon. Walang HPG. Walang papel-papel.
MNLF lang minsan. So, after that, so wala talaga, hindi talaga pwede mag-motor. So, finally, I moved to Manila. And then, may kaibigan ng dalawang politiko. Yung isa ngayon, senador. At yung isa naman,
pinagalitan ka ng tatay noon, naalala ko to. BI, pero wala pa tayo.
So sabi niya, bili tayo ng motor, ganito. So ang nagbayad ng first motor ko, itong senador at isang ngayon, dalawang politiko, kasi yung hati sila, yung isa mayor ngayon ng Bacolod. So yung dalawa, sabi ko, anong first bike?
Binanggit mo na yung city eh. Pwede mo nabanggit din yung pangalan eh.
Okay. Yung senador, si Senator JV. And then si Mayor Albie Benitez. So naghati sila sa motor ko. And of course, my first motorcycle. Parang hindi ako marunong mag-motor mag-cambio ah. Was a Monster 900.
Oh my God. Na marang swerte mo naman.
Pare, yeah, marunong. So I remember, di nandun na, no? Ang kakalipat lang na Access Plus from EDSA, hindi pa bukas yung Ducati
Pituason.
Bago lang yan.
Mga ginagawa. Pero yung motor nandun. So nilabas na. Di sabi, ano pang kailangan ko? Sabi, wala kang helmet? Wala. So I got my helmet. Hindi ko alam na kailangan pala talaga helmet. So nandun na ako. Kubaw. Buti lang, that's near Mariposa. So, tapos sabi ko,
hindi yung motel ha, yung kalsada.
So sabi ko, ito, Tito Tots, punta parang may tanong lang sa'yo. No. Ready ka na, naka-helmet ka na, may gloves ka pa. Naka-andar na yung motor, no? So sabi ko, punta, paano ba kambiyuhin to? Sabi ko, gago. Monster 900 to, at that time, malakas na yun ha. Sabi, Hindi. Alam ko paano mag-engage ang clutch. Parang kotse lang naman to, di ba? Clutch. Pero instead of paa, left fingers, di ba? So finally, pare, that day, first, second gear. Ikot lang ako. Tapos pare, I remember, I was so happy naka-third gear na ako. Bumibilis na. Fourth gear. Fifth gear. Yeah. Puta, nung nag-sixth gear ako, pare, sapping happy ako. So, 4 days later, sa tanay na ako. Wala pa yung marilaki. Tanay, yung siniluan, yung zigzag na yun. Pare, buta, pumunta na kami kasama si Toti. I always drive that going to Caliraya in a car. So yung speed ko, kotse. Hindi naman ako masyado marunong magmotor, di ba? Kasama pa namin si late Nilo Pascugin. Buta, banatan. And si Philip Albindia nandun. Banat ako. Sila, puta, lean. Hindi ko naman, sa kotse, mas mabilis ako dyan. Puta, semplang kagad. So that was my first experience. It was a Ducati 900. So that was my first motorcycle. So, and I remember, di nandun yung motor ko, my dad visited my house. Biglang, sabi niya, whose bike is this? So, wala na siyang yung ano. Pero he just said, okay, just ride safe. So, alam niya, gustong-gusto ko talaga. So, until now, I'm riding. You know, that's why.
Thank God we're still in one piece.
Yeah, thank God we're still in one piece. And, you know, I've crashed a couple of times. But I'm thankful na I'm still okay and I can still ride. And most of all, pare, at least the motorcycles now, they're a lot safer, a lot easier. You see the figures, ang taas ng horsepower, top speed, but it's safer than the older bikes. Kasi all those...
Analog lahat.
Dati. Ngayon, pare, all the electronics, pare, makes it really... Pero of course, remember, there's still the law of physics. Puta, pag maski anong electronics mo, pag kinurba mo yan ng naka 300 ka, biglang mo iliku sa kanan na full, I guess.
Tama.
Oh, so remember that. And pare, ang gusto ko rin nasa, so I was talking earlier, the gear is more comfortable. Hindi na kasing init. Mainit pa rin minsan, pero imagine mo dati leather lang. Wala yung mga perforated.
Wala.
Putangina. Tapos yung mga helmet, di masyado vented. Ang init.
At saka ang bigat.
Ang bigat.
Kaldero eh.
Ngayon,
lahat ng helmet ko ngayon, carbon fiber, kahit yung half face ko, carbon fiber.
Carbon fiber, di ba?
Ganda. Oh.
So galing, the technology, it's really, actually it's also encouraging other people to ride. Kasi mas madali eh. Dati it was difficult. Kasi may temperament yung mga motor dati. Nagta-tank slap.
Oh,
eh, ngayon, diba, pare, smooth.
Mo, tank slap mo sa oh, stator?
Pare, ano nangyari doon?
Pare, lahat ng misteryo ng Rosario natapos eh.
Pare, alam mo, pare, di, I was on my 900, ano, that time, the S, no, 900 pa.
Puta,
pinanatan ko, pare, choppy yung kali sa startol.
Always. Never nagbago yun.
Tatatatatatat, ganun pala. Pag in-accelerate mo pala ng gusto, wala akong damper. Puta, nag-full lock left, like left, right. Pare, wala nang magawa. Nabitawan ko. Tama. Kasi pag nabitawan, nagsasara yung throttle. So, biglang wait forward. Brrr.
Ang galing.
Sige, Okay.
Before we go into the technology ng bikes, tell us about the motorcycle community before. Paano, ano ba yung ugali ng mga tao?
Yeah. Before, it was really tighter. Kasi konti lang. Kilala mo lahat ng mga mukha.
Kilala mo lahat eh.
Yeah. And
every Thursday, Tam Bike Night. Yeah. Diba?
Or nung mga 90s when I started, Sabado sa Green Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Doon lahat nagko-converge. Tapos mga 11, 12, midnight, mag-iikot na ng Metro Manila. Kasi dati lahat ng mga motor, halos 90% of the big bikes, squalado ang papel.
Yep.
Kaya gabi lang makalabas.
No, kasi walang dealer eh. There's no easy way to get a big bike.
Isa lang ang dealer no, Suzuki. Yung when they came out with well when I started riding, you know, they came out with a Suzuki S-Rad or Suzuki Ram Air Direct, the 750,
and old bikes from Subic and Clark.
Yes. Mga walang Suzuki lang ang matibay ang papel. Yamaha through Norquis, then si Boy Albos, but the rest wala. Pati yung binilhan ko ng motor noon, syempre yung papel is hindi siya 100% yung my first bike.
BMX yung papeles.
And makikita mo, they're registered in some small town somewhere.
Tapos, displacement.
Mga pulumulok.
125. Number of cylinders, 1. E 750 ang dala ko. So, sabi ko, well, ganun talaga noon.
Kasi tama rin yun. Kasi, mali lang ng konti. Kasi 1 cylinder, 125. Kung doha, dalawa, 250 na yun.
Oo.
O di tama, halos ganun na rin.
Ginawa mong best.
Okay.
No, I remember back then na kung diliman yung papers mo, social ka.
Oo. Oh,
wow. Di ba? Wow, diliman.
Tama.
Tsaka kabisado ng HPG yun, di ba? Yes. Kung anong number, anong letter.
Oo, yung sa series ng MVRR or yung O. Pero alam ko, dati, para yung papeles ng ORCR, may booklet yun eh, di ba? Yung mga shady na big bike dealers, may ganong papel. Pati yung typewriter, kuha nila.
Oh, wow.
Tatype lang nila.
Hmm?
Oo.
And back then, hindi pa computerized eh.
Wala.
So, hindi nila matche-check.
Hindi pa LTO, LTC pa yun.
Oo, parang ganon.
Okay.
So, wala, dati, dala mo na yung ORCR mo, meron ka pang dalang certificate of payment from customs. Tatlong papeles ang dala-dala mo lagi. Always. At saka backdated. Kahit bumili ka ng brand new na motor, 5 years old yun, automatically.
No, pero alam mo, dati, at least may plate number.
Ngayon, wala.
Ngayon, kompleto papeles, walang plaka.
Oh, at least noon, may lisensya. Ngayon, wala na rin.
Lisensya kayo, di ba? Pati nga bulag, nakakuha na lisensya.
So, what is it that you love about riding? So, I mean, I get what got you into it. Yeah. No? Pero, there, like you were saying earlier on the live stream, a lot of people get into it because they see their friends and they see pretty pictures and macho and they're all in these and that I mean it helps grow the community but it is there's a lot more social pressure or to get into it pero back then wala diba
pero ako social media noon
ako riding a motorcycle it's all about the sensation how you feel the g-force acceleration and the durability pare kotse babagal you modify put a big turbo after a few times of hard driving sumasabog motor putang ina the whole time buong araw buong puta everyday hindi nasisira yung makina. Hindi lang nga, pag sumemple lang, kasira ka. Pero, puta pare, that's what I enjoyed with motorcycles.
No, because what limits you on the bike is you.
Yeah.
What limits you on the car is the car.
Is the car.
Oh. Yeah. And I remember the Audis that you used to set up.
Yeah.
May mga sumasabog.
Sumasabog.
Talaga, sumasabog. Kasi one more horsepower, more horsepower. Sa motor, tama na. Tama
na. Ikaw yung susuko.
Pare, pero ang sarap kasi walang nangyari. Tapos, you know, after riding really hard, when I park, I look at the engine ng motor, parang tanginang kaling nito ang tibay. Oh. When you start it, it's the same shit.
Ah,
you know, walang ma-oil na tumatagas. As long as you maintain it and you don't crash it, sa kotse, minsan, maski ano, putang ina, may langis na. Or maririnig man yung radyator.
Kumukulo
na. Kumukulo na. Diba? Pero ito, putang ina, ang sarap. Pare, you know, and the acceleration, pare, faster than a Ferrari, pero magkano lang. And then,
fraction.
Not just that, you feel the wind. You have that acceleration, you feel the wind. Mm. So it's actually the freedom. It's actually
all about the freedom.
Freedom
it's
machine.
Flying.
Yeah.
It's flying.
Yeah.
Flying,
the
on
sensation
wheels.
On wheels. Pare, ang sarap. And the sound, oh man. Iba-ibang motorcycle, iba-ibang sound, pero lahat, ay pang sound. Ang di ko lang makuha na sound, ang Harley. Kasi parang nung lumaki ako dun sa bandang Malamawi ni across ang daming bangka nung una ko nakita
ng pump boat
yung just joking Harley guys ha?
So Paolo you've been riding since the 90s I mean that's a long fucking time what keeps you on the bike what is it you love about riding
I ride to work at least 4 times a week. Well, the economy that goes with it as well, plus the time that you save.
Mm.
Right now, anywhere from point A to point B is easily half an hour.
Correct.
Diba? So, it's really useless. Although ngayon, as compared to before, I think before riding was technology, without the technology aspect, it was freer. It was slightly safer. Kasi ngayon, marami na ring, you know, careless. Well, there are a lot of motorcyclists now and they all rely on technology right now. That's the only disadvantage of technology. Like me in the motorcycle, I work in the motorcycle industry and I just get so fucking irritated when people say, ay, wala fuel gauge.
Oh my,
oh my god. May quick shift ba yan? Wow. Kasi when I started riding, quick shift was only reserved for MotoGP. Fuel gauge, you had a pet cock to deal with.
And then upshift lang yung quick shift dati, upshift.
Oh, upshift
ngayon,
lang.
Pati ngayon, may auto blip.
Auto blip pa.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, 'di ba, parang may TFT ba? Yeah, when I first started working with Ducati, I mean, customers would ask me, ano to, may, ano ba yan? May fuel gauge, ha? Bakit? Kasi minsan yung fuel gauge ko, hindi gumagana. Kasi ako, when I started riding, 200 kilometers, the fuel petcock, you have to switch it to reserve.
Correct.
Kasi yun lang ang range nun eh. Mga 200, 180 dapat naka-reserve ka na eh.
Mm.
Dati wala namang fuel gauge eh. At saka, isa pa nakakatawang tanong, ay walang gear sensor? Hindi mo alam kung first gear, second gear, third gear. Ah, puta, huh? Diba?
Yung ganun na ba kayo?
1, 2, 3, neutral. Puta, sabi ko, wow.
Ganun na ba ngayon mga namimili?
Marami. Nakagulat lang when I first started. Kasi ako,
correct.
I don't look at the dash. Diba? I mean, Manny, do you look at the dash when you ride? Not as, you're not planted there, di ba?
Yeah. Ako, ang fuel gauge ko, pag namatay na yung motor, wala nang gas.
Pag namatay na yung motor, tawag na ako kay Buck. Uy, Buck, nandito ako, kailangan ko ng gasolina.
Lalo na yung motor na pinasa mo kay Buck.
Oh, alam mo.
Nagkaroon din ako noon, parang expedition talaga.
Dalawang beses na ako naubusan noon. And then,
nagkaroon din ng ganun.
I was like, nope, benta ko na to.
Oo.
Nakikita ko sa Santolan, tinutulak ko ng yung motor ko eh. And then may mga kaibigan natin na dumadaan. Uy, iba, okay ka lang. Nakakahiya, di ba? You have this beautiful big bike and you're pushing it on the road and your friends see you.
Okay, sige. So, as veteran riders, ano yung mga, ang dami na technology ngayon eh.
Yes.
Kompleto, saksaan, kung ano-ano. Ano yung mga tingin yung sapat lang na technology na okay na to?
ABS.
ABS, traction control.
Yeah. You know? Pero sa akin, more than, traction control for the stronger bikes.
Yeah.
Pero ABS talaga. Even ABS. For a scooter,
cornering ABS.
That's cornering ABS.
Kasama cornering.
Very important.
Oh, pero para sa akin, maski ABS lang for the scooters, the cheapest bike. Pero ito pala. Seryoso naman to ah. I call on the legislators. Alam mo, dapat lahat ng motor, para sa akin, not ABS, dapat may headlight.
Okay.
Daytime running lights.
Okay.
Kasi, pare, if you're driving, even sa motor, it's easier to see. Sometimes, you're going really fast. Even on a bike, let's say, biyahe, minsan may nasa median, gustong mag-left side, opposite lane, di mo makita hanggang malapit na. Pero kung may ilaw yun, kita mo. So, it's really safer. Lahat ng bikes dapat meron.
Going standard
DRL
na.
Standard. More than anything, ha, DRL will save lives, in my opinion. And, also, even tricycles dapat meron. Dapat meron. It's visibility.
Accepted nga sa lahat ng tricycle.
Yun na nga.
Actually, I don't get the logic of yung tricycle. Pag nagtitipid ba sila ng kuryente?
Yes. Why, akala nila.
Is that the logic?
Yeah,
why
the logic.
Pinapatay yung ano, yung headlight.
Malamang ang bahay no naka jumper.
Pero parang alam mo 'yon. Oh, pero alam mo 'yon na pinapatay yung headlight pero meron silang NVG naka on sweet. Akala natin wala silang nakita, mas marami nakikita sa atin 'yon. And then you know, okay, another thing, para if you drive or ride sa malalayong lugar, pare, ang pinaka nakakatakot, it's hard to judge a motorcycle or a car pag yung taillight blue.
Parang nakaharap, no?
Hindi mo alam. Parang yung mind mo nag-re-adjust. You have to really consciously readjust and yung depth, pare. So, para sa akin, it's safety for everyone. You know, not just you, the rider, but also the other riders. Kasi if you see them more, hindi mo sila tamaan, hindi ka rin makakatama. It's both ways naman, eh. So yun, pero more than anything talaga headlights during the day for scooters and motorcycles. Tapos all motorcycles.
Is ABS.
ABS, traction control, DRL.
Yeah. Maski hindi DRL na, maski yung LED na lang kagaya ng mga marks. Basta may ilaw na LED. Doesn't have to be a headlight or something.
Wag lang blinker.
Wag lang blinker.
Wag lang wang-wang.
Sumobra naman yung iba. Dami. Tangina.
Alam mo COD eh. Those in our generation. Pagpasko sa COD.
Pare.
It took me a while to get that.
Sa hapon nga, sa paggabi sa SLEX, pabalik ng Manila, yan na, makita mo. Tayo na, ang daming ilaw, motor. Ang problema minsan, parang daming ilaw. Hindi, akala mo kung anong big bike, yun pala. Ang liit-liit lang ng bike niya.
May mga
ganun.
Buck, you went on a ride with sila, Mark, di ba?
Oo.
Kayo lang sa kalsada.
Saan ba to yung Baysia na walang kalaman-laman?
Sa ano, papuntang
Vizcaya?
Baler. Yung Balea. Papuntang si Lex ba yun? Si Lex.
Oh, basta. Wala pang dumadaan na kahit
wala
ano.
Ilaw.
Siguro. Nung dumaan kami sa stretch ng highway na yun, tatlong sasakyan lang nakasalubong namin.
Walang headlight.
Hindi. Ganun kakonte. Tapos, may grupo ng mga big bike, siguro 10 yun. Ayan na. Pasalubong na. nakawangwang lahat. Pinapatabi kami.
Baka si Odia, Miss Sita.
Di natin alam, pero...
Maraming kalabaw, di ba?
Ako, meron akong experience, pare. So, EDSA, sa Cloverleaf ng Guadalupe, hindi ko dahil call over ng Magallanes going to the entrance ng Skyway. Di ba? Pagpatapos ng Cloverleaf pababa sa harap ng Magallanes, that's about 6 lanes. So these guys, they were about 12, may wangwang, on the fast lane. So sabi naman, okay, sige, nasa fast lane. So nandito kami sa second lane, nag-overtake, malayo-malayo, nagalit. Sige, So, yeah, ayaw ko na magkwento kasi baka may maraming tamaan. So, sabi ko, bakit tamaan? Di ba? Number one, they're very slow on the fast lane with a siren.
Very slow on the fast lane?
On the fast lane, leftmost lane.
Night ride sa umaga.
So, medyo malabo. Tapos, we went on the right lane. Yung isang nangahawi sa kanila went all the way to us to the right. Telling us na hindi kami pwedeng lumampas. So, sabi ko, strange. So, medyo uminit yung kasama ko. Pero buti may comms. So, sabi ko, huwag niyo pansinin. So, we gunned it. Eh, siyempre, hindi sila makahabol. Una na kami. We saw them sa Petron. Nakapark kami. Sama ng tingin. Parang sabi, ano ba't kayo masama ng tingin? Wala kaming ginawa sa inyo. So, sometimes may ganun. Pero, actually, in fairness, hindi na nga masyado ngayon than like before pandemic, it was getting worse talaga nung before pandemic.
So, tumino na ngayon?
Tumino ng konti. Yeah, hindi na masyado eh. Dati talaga, there were a lot of them. Ngayon, parang I think na-disiplina na talaga. So, which is good.
Since napag-usapan natin yung mga biyahe, eto, saan yung mga pinakamagagandang biyahe?
In the Philippines?
In the Philippines.
Ako, I always enjoy... ito pala. Ang nag-enjoy ako na malapit is the Mindoro Loop.
Hmm?
Yeah, Mindoro ang ganda loop? Ng kalye sa likod. Tapos it's so near Manila. Okay? We rode.
Ferry ride lang.
And then, punta kaming Batangas City. Hmm. Tapos, ferry to Abra de Ilog. And then, from Abra de Ilog, wow, what a nice ride. Doon kami sa other side, sa eastern side ng Mindoro.
Hmm.
And then, we slept in San Jose. The next day, awesome ride from San Jose to Calapan. And then beach. Tapos the next, tulog na doon. The next day, uwi ng Manila.
Ay, ito yung dadaan ka sa, parang World War II na Bacal na bridge?
Yeah, may maraming mga ganun. Pero ang ganda, yung mga bundok-mundok and not so much traffic. It's nice. Really nice. I like it and it's near. Okay, of course, all that. Pare, marami namang maganda. Pero I'm just citing that. And of course, ako bias, Mindanao. Mindanao is one of the best places to ride. That's why the Freedom Ride is quite successful. Everyone wants to join it because it's the riding in Mindanao. And there are new roads.
Yeah.
Infrastructure in Mindanao, pare, hayop. Ang daming bagong kalye all the time.
And hindi siksik. Hindi maraming tao.
And it became safer after that the Marawi siege. It became safer for me. So, and even now, imagine you can do a Basilan Island loop. There was no way.
Also, a large part of why it's safe is also BARM, the establishment of BARM.
Yeah, that's why, Iba, you should bring us to Holo. Let's do a Holo loop. Diba? Holo.
Game.
Holo, Basilan loop.
Baka na lang. Tawi-tawi.
Ayun, tawi-tawi pa.
Yun. Pero maikli lang yun. Diba?
Jet ski loop yun.
Jet ski loop yun.
Yeah, jet ski. Tawi-tawi. And then now, di rin pwede. Balabak. Ganda dun, pare. Hindi na pwede mong motor dun. Sobrang diit. But, okay, seriously, pare, okay, one of the best rides sa akin, the best routes, or the best portion for riding is from Zamboanga City to actually Iligan. Pero the best there is from Ipil to Pagadian around there. Basta yun sa west.
Sa
peninsula. Hayo par. Walang tao. Antulip.
On that route, I thought I had died.
Why?
No, because that's the only time I've ever hit that zone. You know what I mean? Like, there's this parang this place where you're just riding.
Kasi
and then your
traffic.
Body is detached. Yeah. And walang, you know, you're just boom.
Gulong-gulong.
Diba? Ang tagal.
Kapit na kapit na yan.
Parang you're detached from the bike.
That area is really...
And you're just flowing.
Yeah, flowing. Yeah.
That route is the... Oh, and I thought, putang ina, namatay na ba ako? Parang hindi, you know what I...
Nirvana.
Oo, parang you're
in that area, pare.
That's the only time that's ever happened to me.
I remember ang kasama ko, banatan kami si ano, Mark De Hoya. Tabanat! Sarap, it was so much fun. And also, another, like, hindi naman talaga sporty ride, you know, a nice destination for me is to spend a few days on Siargao with your motorcycle.
Okay. With your motorcycle. Kasi it's hard to bring your bike there. Eh.
No, easy. There's the ferry, Roro. So sakay mo lang dun. It's not like Boracay na hindi pwede.
Yeah.
This is, you can bring it. So you do your whatever loop and then you load your bike on the ferry. You end up in Dapa in Siargao. But it's not, hindi dapat riding trip. Parang lahat na. Barkada kayo, you do, you beach. So it's like a 4-day, 5-day trip. Okay. So yung ang maganda, yung transpo mo is motor. Your motor, your own big your bike own. There. So, pare, sarap, pare. You go to, there's this place northeast from General Luna. It's called Pacifico. Oh, ang ganda, pare. Parang Tahiti. So, ride ka lang doon. And it's a big island. So, it's fun to ride. Okay. So, it's something to do. 5 days in Siargao with your own bike. And then, pare, there's a lot of cool cafes. Mm-hmm. So, imagine di scooter dala mo.
Big bike.
Bram. Diba? Tapos, tanungin ka nung nakabikini, I like your bike. Pero, pare, Siargao.
Like, for me, from Manila all the way to Tuguegarao.
Uy, that's nice.
Yeah. And then you end up in Santa Ana, Cagayan.
Oh, that's nice. Uh-huh.
And then you go down a little bit.
Apari.
Go through the Apari.
Yep.
And you end up in Pagudpud.
Pagudpud.
Kabila.
Patapat.
Yeah. I did that.
Reverse.
3 times. Twice on a big bike. The last one was most recently 2019. Mm. On a Vespa.
Wow.
That's hardcore.
Hindi
ko gagawin sa Vespa yun.
I wanted to challenge myself. Okay. So, I got my Vespa, you know, let's say, I think I got it on a Thursday. I did 1,200 kilometers by Tuesday, the week after. Because I used that route. Ang tagal.
Pero kasi,
sometimes I like punishing myself. Like with my 990 when I bought it from
Tuesday. Yeah.
Friday, pagod po din ba? Tapos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the day I picked up the bike with 0 miles, all the way up north, and then balik. Pagdating doon, ito pala yung windmill.
Ganda.
Ganda pala. Uwi na ako.
Uwi na.
Wala kasi akong dalang damit eh. Just my riding jacket, pants. I always like riding alone. For me, any route is okay. Basta I challenge myself with a small bike, with a Vespa. Yung malayuan, long trip, gusto ko Vespa.
Kasi talaga?
Kasi harap ko sakit sa katawan. Eh.
Oo nga eh. Parang it's easy to do it on a modern big
on
bike.
On a modern big
know?
Bike.
But
correct.
Very convenient.
I've had my Vespa for like 15 years. I've never taken it out of Metro. The farthest is ano? Marilake. Yun lang. Yeah. Pero I would never take it outside of the Metro.
Places na, alam mo lang, hindi ka pa nakakapunta. At least I'm on a bike na maliit, hindi masyadong takaw pansin. So it's you can go around, parang, okay pala rito. You can see the surroundings actually. Pag maliit yung, kasi top speed ng Vespa, stock,
80, 90,
isandaan pagka asfalto.
Smelling the flowers.
Hindi.
Tingin ko kasi pag,
smelling the cow shit.
Pag komportable yung,
the chicken shit.
Pag komportable, nakakaantok, ano?
Yes. Ito talaga matagtag eh. Yung pala, ako na lang pala yung tumatagtag.
Ito, if I may add naman, malapit lang sa atin, bago magkagera sila ng China, Taiwan. Pare, you can rent bikes there. And Taiwan, ang ano kasi, yung scenery, what do you call this?
Taiwan.
Pare, it's, Thailand, Taiwan is just like the Philippines. Yung, especially the coastal route. Pero hype infrastructure.
So, is Taiwan or West?
The whole Taiwan, pare. Dahil, ang daling ikutin.
Okay.
So, pare, di ang feel, you kind of feel bad then. Because it's like, parang Pilipinas, pero ang ganda ng kalye.
Ganun. Wow.
Ang ganda, Kaohsiung. Yeah. To the south. And then their food. Pare, especially southern Taiwan, ang pagkain.
Kaohsiung side.
Hindi, south talaga. Dito na sa south. Pare, parang ano, parang Filipino food talaga. Pati mga, pare, Pinoy na Pinoy yung food na may pagka-Chinese. Ang sarap. The more north, naging more China.
Okay.
So, yun. It's another route na malapit na pwede. Plane fare's not so bad.
You can still do it, actually.
Actually,
Ducati can arrange something for you.
Uy! Pwede yun. Speaking of Ducati, all right. You said you had a Vespa.
Yeah.
And ako, for as long as I've known Manny, he's only been on two bikes. KTM and Ducati.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys have been riding for quite a long time, so I don't want to go into your entire motorcycle history.
Yeah.
But what are your top three? What are the top three favorite bikes you've owned and why?
Okay.
Yon.
For me, number one, I had the pleasure of owning it for a year. A BMW HP2 Enduro.
I remember you on that bike, and that's
very
the one.
Rare bike.
That's the one I was like, dude, that's a tall bike.
Exactly. Those are
maganda yon.
That's one bike.
Mahal na yun ngayon.
Selling. I just had a ridiculous offer during that time. That's my ultimate bike. If there was one now, I would buy it pa rin. Number two, KTM 990 Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
It was close to what I had. Number three, Hypermotard.
Oh yeah, the 1100.
1100. Air-cooled, ha?
Yeah.
Air-cooled.
Yan yung kanya.
Dry clutch.
Okay.
All raw. No rider aids.
Oh, wow.
All these three bikes don't have rider aids. It still had a lot of soul. For a BMW then. It had so.
Yeah.
Wow, what a lineup.
No, the 990 scared the hell out of me.
I was just gonna say, ako sa tatlo, if you're gonna ask me, number one, well, in any order, is my 950 Adventure. I still have it, but it scares me. Two of my worst crashes on that bike broke my left knee a few parts, and then collarbone on another crash. It's really scary, pero you know when they say, oh, the motorcycle has soul, pare, ito hindi soul mo kung may
no no, I agree.
No, ta grabe tong 950 Adventure.
I agree. Yung
990
ko, I am super mabait. Super, you know, like civilized. Kung stoplight and walang CCTV and I can see it's flat and I can see there are no cars for 100 miles around, I will stop. No? Yeah. But pag nasa 990 ako or yung 690, yung second gen na
Duke,
na parang production bike na, no? Pucha, ang kupal ko. As in, parang may demonyo ka on your left shoulder and may demonyo on the right shoulder saying, go for it. Hey, that's why those bikes scared me.
Ako, my next motorcycle after the 950 Adventure is a Ducati Monster S4 RS. The last of the original shaped Monster with a modern Testa Stretta engine. Yan. A little scary because it's quite fast, pero the style, yun ang may soul. Hindi kaya nung 950, putang inasira ulong mo. Okay, and the third one is my current bike. I'm so happy with it. It's a Multistrada V4S. Pare, I love it. Pero, if I were asked,
dream bike ni Maki yun.
Pero if I were asked now, kasi Ducatista ako, no? I love Ducatis. If I were asked, what's the best Ducati bike now, production bike that you can buy? I would always answer. The last 2 years I rode in Europe, I chose a Desert X.
Agree.
That is
the best Ducati bike. The most practical, the most comfortable, and it's freaking fast. Huwag ka lang mag-over. I mean, yun, kung mga 200 lang, pwede na.
Eh, paano yan? May lalabas na bago.
Ah, the rally?
The rally, yeah. Pareho lang yan.
Same kulay lang yun.
Kikita lang sila Paolo Tender.
Ako, di pa rin ako sa base.
Base on. DX, DX base.
Yeah, DX. The DX pare, I tell
ne,
you.
Ne, ne. Si Mark Song nakikinig eh. I want him to buy the new one para bibenta niya sa akin na gives yung ano.
Actually, Mark, maganda yung rally.
Yo, ah, kasi off-road eh. Hardcore si Mark. Di ba?
Pare, hindi lang.
That's the bike for him.
Oo.
Kasi tube type.
And then matangkad siya. Mas mataas yun, di ba?
Yeah, 20mm. 20mm. 20mm.
Kailan daw ipapadeliver?
Pero yung Desert X. Desert X. 2 years ago when I, bago pala, hindi pa lumbas, I rode it in Europe. So, sabi ko, I wanna try it. I'm sure, okay lang to sa kalye. Oh my gosh. Ang sarap sa kali.
Oo nga.
Ang sarap sa twisties.
Naalala mo yung ano?
950, 990 Adventure.
Yun.
No, no.
With that safety factor.
That's exactly.
Exactly. That's why I love it. Because it's my 950, safer, faster, quicker, lighter. Everything better.
So in my 990 and my 690, I always had this huge fucking smile. Kahit mga close calls na bumibigay na yung likod, ang laki ng ngiti ko, di ba?
Ito, pagbibigyan ka pa.
So,
it's quite
I borrowed forgiving. That bike and it was a civilized hooligan.
Yes.
Para siyang ano, para siyang Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
Yon. Ganon.
With a really nice quick shifter. Pare, this quick shifter. Ang gandang motor. Pare, that bike is awesome.
Yeah.
Sabi ko, that's why I fell in love with it. That's why wala yan sa top 3 ko kasi I've never had a Desert X. Pero kung nandyan yan, if I owned it,
may madidithrone doon sa
may madidithrone. Mm-hmm. Ang madidithrone doon,
KTM ko yung 9.
De, yung 915, they will always be there. Yung, kung sabi sa'yo pa, balbal. You know, ungo. Grabe, putang inong motor yan.
No.
It's something, that's why I kept it. Kasi sabi ko, when I'm super old na, I can't even ride, puta, tingnan ko lang, puta, yan museum yung motor piece. Ko, macho. Oh. Putang, ipinaka-macho. And Paolo also had something like that. The Enduro. Oh, not Super Enduro.
A Super Enduro. Oh, 950.
Ang problema noon, Expedition na yung consumption ng gasolina. Oh. And you have a silly 13 meter. 100 kilometers. Putang ino na yun. Putang ino na to. Kako.
I remember. That bike gets like...
Daniel's Peak na rough road.
Oh.
Pagdating ko ron, putang ina. Paano ko uuwi?
7 kilometers per liter yun.
Pababa naman eh.
Pababa yung pabalik. Kaya nakapatay yun.
Pero 7 kilometers per liter yun, di ba? Parang
really
ganun.
Bad.
Ridiculous.
Really bad. Even the 950 is almost
Yeah. Parang yung 950
pero,
is about 9.
You know what I like? Since it's carbureted, pag nirem mo, ang apoy talaga. Boom, brah! Boom, brah! Parang, pare, it's like a dirt bike talaga. Umaapoy-apoy. As in apoy, brah, 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 brah.
Alala ko yan. Nung nag-freedom ride, meron yan si Boss Dan, Daniel Sunga.
Oh, yeah, kay Daniel
meron
Sunga. Oh.
Ay, kasama namin si Coach Joey Storm.
Oh.
Pare, sinakyan niya yun.
Oh.
Tinahi lahat.
Ni Joey?
Oh.
Puta sa bus.
Grabe.
Ah, pero 990 yun.
Oh, 990.
Mas grabing apoy sa 950.
No, wala.
Natutunaw nga yung ano, yung taillight eh.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask a controversial question.
Okay,
so... Like I said earlier, I've only seen you on two types of bikes, Ducatis and KTMs. And you,
marami yan.
You've gone through a lot, but you work for Ducati, right? And you know, you have a Vespa, but that's a commuter bike. Yeah. That's your practical bike.
Yeah.
If you're going to get a bike that isn't a Ducati, what bike would that be?
Paolo muna.
I would say to use or to, dalawa yan eh, to use or to look at.
Oh, both.
Both.
Pick one. You decide. Whatever. Dealer's choice.
MV Agusta.
Mm-hmm.
Art.
You just leave it in your living room.
Which, I'll just write it once a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Which, model? Kasi, ah, which one? Well, the ano to yung limited nilang Brutale ba yun?
Brutal. Yung naked.
Rush. Naked.
Rush.
No, the big one. The big
Yeah.
Brutale RR.
The one that George Rueca was looking at in
Brutale RR. Yes. Ganda.
Pero ang problema
lang ganda ng tunog nun.
Huwag mong itutumba. Kasi wal, baka yung pyesa.
Wala.
Taon na wala ka pang brake lever. No, I mean, Agustas are beautiful bikes. I mean, ito sa the F4, the one I had, was beautiful. But reliability-wise, medyo, yeah, I was kind of finicky about it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like dating a supermodel, man.
Yeah.
Diba? Hindi na yung regular ride mo.
Kakain kayo ng dinner, ikaw steak, puta siya, puta. Isang dahon lang.
High maintenance, diba?
Kailangan, naka-airman.
Yeah.
High maintenance.
Mahina, 20 mil sa isang kain.
You need to be rich enough to maintain that, to have that. Yeah. And also to have a supermodel.
No. Tama yung analogy, no? Supermodel.
Supermodel talaga.
Ganda.
Ganda.
Minsan mo lang sakyan.
Tapos, yun lang ang medyo bubing. Para.
Ang problema, minsan...
What's your civil status? Filipina.
Ang problema, Manny. Minsan mo lang sakyan. Tapos benta mo. Bago pa, fresh na fresh, ibang sasakay. Kawawa ka.
Kawawa naman.
Dapat pag meron ka, sakyan mo ng
sakyan. Correct, correct.
Tama. Pagkatapos, bahala na kayo. Kung mag-enjoy kayo, bahala ka na. Mano ka sa akin.
Okay, alright. Ikaw, Manny. What?
Pare, non-KTM?
Yeah, have you ever owned a bike that wasn't a Ducati or a KTM?
No, Cannondale.
Oh!
No.
Mongoose
pare, red line dati. Red line. Pero okay, sa akin. Actually, I can picture myself on a GS when I'm 70. You know, because it's for me the GS is I keep on telling people it's the most refined bike, but it's not me.
Hindi ka refined eh.
Hindi bagay.
Bastos ka eh.
Maginoong medyo bastos.
Oh. Maginoong sobrang bastos.
So, yeah. Kung matanda na ako, medyo GS. I'm sure, kasi it's refined. It's easy.
Malamang they're the first who'll have self-balancing pa. Diba?
No, later on, pag siguro 10 years from now, pag meron na yung stand, lumalabas yung gulong, dalawa,
pagwagal
ka.
Hindi mo na kailangan. It will self-balance. Because BMW did that.
May gyro.
Yun.
Oh. Puta, galing nun. Pagkatapos mo, iwan mo, nakatayo.
Ang wala problema, nang side stand.
Siguro doon mo na naka-on. Kasi pag naka-on, walang gyro.
Walang back.
Diba? Pero actually, okay, GS is one. Another is maybe a little bit more. Pwede na rin the Tenere 700. If it's naka-setup, it's good. I like that. And kasi marami rin akong gustong KTM. So, pero sabi mo, hindi pwede KTM, hindi pwede Ducati. So, nag-iisip-isip ako. Maybe, kung mura-mura lang, yung ADV na 750.
Ay, yung XADV na.
XADV. Oh,
I like
that. But okay, it's yan, just, okay, I think it's a little too expensive for what it is. The 750.
I'm selling mine.
So, 250. Diba? I mean, sabi ko, kung medyo mas maganda-ganda yung presyo, because it's a really good bike.
No. It is a great bike. Yeah. And it's the only bike up until today that my wife enjoys riding behind.
Yeah, see?
It was the GS before.
Yeah.
But the GS is too big for city. Yeah. The XADV was a little too big, but then I got Bucks Honda Helix, so pwede ko na i-dispatch.
Yeah. Eh, pwede mo pang ibiyahe. It's
a lazy boy, yeah, pare.
It's a lazy boy.
Magkonting fire road.
Pero hindi ko pa na-picture sarili ko mag-Harley. Pero kung mag-ganun akong style, I was talking kanina, I want the Indian, what do you call that? FTR.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, the flat FTR, track. Flat track. Oh. Oh, pwede rin yun. Pwede I like rin that.
Pwede rin
pero of course, I want the road, I mean, the wheels to be more stickier.
Aggressive. Well, oh.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so, yeah. But kasi medyo square yung, ano, paano ka kung makakanto nun? Kung square yung gilong?
Eh, kaya nga, flat track.
Oh, ganyan ka. Left lang, left lang.
Left lang, left lang. Ganun, triangle. Hindi square.
Na busy.
Pero that bike, I so like the styling. It's like, for me, it's like a super macho scrambler na may pagka-Harley ang dating na...
Na may heritage.
Na may heritage. Ang, it's nice. I like the styling of the Indian FTR. So, yan. Indian FTR. And of course, the GS kasi, it's refined, as I said. It's safe. Eh, you don't wanna... siguro pag tumanda ka, hindi ka na kaskasero, no? I don't know. But kung kaskasero pa ako, naka-Ducati ako. No? Pero kung hindi na ako kaskasero, naka. Oh. Pero gusto ko rin, pare, actually. Gusto
dami
ko.
Naman yung one bike, ha?
Oh. Pero isa-isa, I'm not allowed to, hindi kasama sa choices. Dapat, of course, I like the 1290 Adventure R.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. But ako naman, sabi ko, kung the 1290 Adventure, I love everything sa kanya. Pero para sa akin, if it's a 1290, it's so big, dapat hindi naka 21. I would have it with 1917.
Parang
1917. 1917. Okay. Like yung S.
Yung S.
Oh, yung S. Pero I want the R. Meaning the R.
Yeah. With the suspension.
With the suspension, spokes. I think perfect. Kasi, yung 1290, it's capable of doing 250, no problem. Pero on a 21, it's scary.
Oh.
Diba? So at least puta na, look at the GS and look at the Multistrada, it has the 19.
Oh.
Sayang eh.
It's nasasayang yung power.
I know they say, hindi kasi off-road. Eh, kung talagang off-road, go get the 890.
Oh, tama.
Yeah.
So ako, I want an R if I ever got a adventure, what do you call this? A 1290.
Hmm.
I like the color. I like the yung white tapos may parang blue and may ano ba yun, orange. Ang ganda.
Blue ganda. White ang ganda.
Yeah. I like the color. I like that bike. But,
blue era ng KTM, no?
Yeah. Pero for me, the most beautiful KTM is still my 950. Galois.
In blue.
Galoises.
Galoises. I agree.
Pare, that's a kabayo. Talagang kabayo. Ang haba ng paa. Galing, pare. Ang ganda.
And actually, no, that's that's the girlfriend that kind of ties all of us together except for Maki, no? Lahat tayo nagkakaganon eh.
Yeah.
Back.
May GS ako.
Hindi, pero that yung 990, yung 950 Adventure.
Nagamit ko na.
Oo, na, pero
nagamit ko na siya.
Nagkaroon kami ng ganon. And talaga, when you have that bike, you get that bike. Yeah. You know, you na-understand mo talaga why that is such a cult bike. And since we've all ridden the same girl, I think that's a great way to end this show.
No,
I mean, I love that 990. Pero hindi talaga gusto ng misis ko. So.
Yeah.
Ganun talaga. Parang kabit talaga yan.
All right. Thank you again, Manny.
Thank you for having
finally.
Me. And, Paolo.
Yeah, thank you.
Finally.
Thank you. This was a blast. Lalo na yung mga binutas.
Di lang naman tayo nang bubutas, sila din. Yeah. Tayo lang nasi-share natin. Dapat sila mag-share din kung sino mga butas na.
To be with the people who were the first to explore and nambuta sa Sierra Madre aka Marilake. Iconic pala. Yeah, iconic.
Yeah, mga mambubutas ng east.
Sarap, pare.
All right. And that's it for this episode. Catch you guys next week on 29er Rider.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.